أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده حمداً كثيراً طيباً مباركاً، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، شهادةً عليها نحيا وعليها نموت وبها نلقى الله يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ثم ما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين وثبتنا على دينك يا رب العالمين، واغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأصلح لنا في ذرياتنا، إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين. ويا رب فرج على أهل فلسطين وعلى المظلومين والمضطهدين في كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين. مقاتل ابن سليمان، one of the scholars of تفسير of the Quran. He lived in the time of the Amawi خلافة and in the Abbasi time. When الخليفة المنصور became a Khalifa, he invited مقاتل and he asked him, يا مقاتل, advise me. You know, the responsibility of being Khalifa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the person who is in charge like this responsibility for millions of people. So it's not a benefit of the dunya. If this person will become a just ruler, he will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he does not take this responsibility the right way, the question will not be easy. Even if we see them now, they live in a beautiful, you know, castles, and they ride different things. They get the benefit of the dunya, but the question, wallahi, will not be easy. So Muqatil took advantage of that, and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you want me to advise you from what I heard or from what I saw? قال بل بما رأيت يا مقاتل. Advise me from what you saw and experienced. قال يا أمير المؤمنين. I lived in the time and I saw عمر ابن عبد العزيز, the just ruler, رحمه الله ورضي الله عنه, one of the main six scholars of Medina of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in his time. The one who put the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his desires, before his family, before any benefit of the dunya. Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, according to Muqatil, he said he passed away and he left 11 kids. And the only money he left for them was 18 dinar. Now we're talking about the Khalifa, who had the wealth of the whole ummah. He left only 18 dinars for his kids and family. Five of them was for his kafan, 4 dinars for the grave, and the rest for his family, for his kids, which is 9 dinars for 11 kids. And I saw Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, also another Khalifa. When he passed away, he left 11 kids. Subhanallah, the same number of kids. And he left for each one of his kids 1,000,000 dinars. Alfa dinar. Muqatil is saying, Wallahi ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I swear by Allah that one day I saw by my own eyes, after years from the death of Umar and Hisham, one of the kids of Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz was giving 100 horses in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of Allah. And one of the kids of Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik was asking people in the street for sadaqah. Brothers and sisters, this life, it's a test. And as parents, I know the summertime is starting. As parents, it's good to provide for our kids whatever they need. But beside of the dunya, we should not forget the akhirah. To have a good things for our kids, we should put the deen first. I remember once during the COVID-19, one of the brothers came to the masjid and he said, I wanted to learn about Islam. And he said, I am from Palestine. Allahumma farrij hamma ahli Filistin ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make it easy on them. He said, my father came in 1970. And he got married with a non-Muslim woman. And the result was this young man. He said, but my father passed away. I don't know anything about Islam. I didn't know anything about my faith. My mother was not Muslima. And one day, I saw some of the people I work with, they have the sijada, the rug for salah. You know, in COVID-19, everybody used to bring his own sijada to pray on. So then I asked them, what is this? They said, when we go to pray, we pray on it. Then he said, I have one. My father left it before he passed away. So that means my father was Muslim. Teach me about Islam. And subhanallah, he started praying with us, and he learned about Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the love of Islam into our hearts and the kids, our kids' hearts. Inna waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. Few advices, since we are at the beginning of the summertime, for all of us, and especially for our youth. The first one, put the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before anything. And if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taste of our salah will be different. If we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not, you know, our desires will not be before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we come to the masjid believing that every step will be counted for us as sadaqah, and in the day of judgment when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, in the sahih hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that everybody will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone. فَيَنْظُرْ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. And this person will look at the right side and the left side, and he or she will not see except what they did. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. And this person will look in front of him, and he or she will see the hellfire. So try your best to protect yourself from the hellfire through by anything, even half of a piece of date, according to Rasulullah's hadith. So a sajda will be helpful, inshaAllah ta'ala. Our salah, we're not doing it because we are trying to make our parents happy. We're doing it because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this sujood will make us closer to Allah. And if we get closer to Allah, we will gain His love. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, khalas, we will get Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. Allahumma la tahrimna min al-jannati ya rabbal alameen. So my first advice for all of us, try to be, you know, to take care of your salah the right way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a beautiful hadith. Said alayhi salatu wa salam, that every Muslim who leaves his work or his home going to the masjid after he makes wudu at home, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and لا يخرجه إلا الصلاة. The main reason for this person to leave his house or work is salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for this person for each step, for the distance between his job or his home and the masjid, hasanat. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bani Salima, stay in your home, even if it's far from the masjid. Because they used to pray behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every salah. And he said, the distance between your home and the masjid will be counted as hasanat. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then if this person waits for the salah, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, more or less, that time will be counted as if he or she are praying. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this person finished his salah, the salah in jama'ah will be counted 25 times. Another narration, 27 times. And I like the statement of Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah. He said, the reason, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says 25 and 27, according to Imam Nawawi, you know, explanation, he said, it depends about the attendance of the heart of the believer. If your heart's there, the hasanat will be more. Then he said, rahimahullah, and maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at the beginning 25, then he said after that hadith 27. And of course, there is no, yani we can't compare the salah at the masjid and if you pray at home. And I'm sure all of us, we found out that when we pray at home, the kids are talking, you know, things going on around us. But if you pray in the masjid, your heart will be there and the ajr will be there, inshaAllah ta'ala. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then if you stay after salah making tasbih, making dhikr, the angels will keep making dua for you. Allahumma ghafir lah, Allahumma arham. Imagine if you stay just few minutes after you finish your salah, making tasbih, istighfar, ma lam yuhdith. If you don't lose your wudu and if you don't bother others, you will get this, you know, dua from the angels. May Allah accept from all of us. So the first nasiha for all of us, try to pray on time. If you have a chance to pray at the masjid, it would be better, way better. They said that one of the righteous people in Basra, he had some guests, then he missed Salat al-Isha. He said, I went to the masjid, they finished Salat al-Isha. I went to another masjid, I could not find any masjid has jama'ah, then I decided to pray 27 times by myself at home. He was so tired after 27 times of Isha's. Then he said, I slept and I saw in my dream that in front of me some people riding horses and they were so fast. I was trying to be with them, but I couldn't. And one of them looked at me and he said, brother, don't hurt yourself. You missed Salat al-Jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. The second nasiha for our young people and for all of us, make sure to be good to your parents. Ya Shabab, our parents are keys to Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that their rida, their satisfaction is, you know, related to the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma rida anna wa an walidina ya rabbal alameen. Birru al-walidain, deenun wa deen. It's a deen will lead us to Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. And deen as a loan, we will get it back from our kids. However you treat your parents, wait for the same thing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amazingly, he said that Allah may delay the punishment for any sin to the Day of Judgment, except disrespecting parents. You will see it in the dunya. So make sure to respect your parents and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put their right after his own right, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Don't let your friends, your games, you know, things around to be more important than your mother and your father. And remember, if they leave the dunya, you will lose so much of blessings and barakah. Wallahi. And for those brothers and sisters who are sitting with us right now, especially if their parents already passed away, نسأل الله أن يرحمهم برحمة ويسكن فسيح جناته ويرحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين. Imagine when you leave your home and there are some hands, your mother or your father who are old, making dua for you. Ya Allah, protect my son. Ya Allah, bless my daughter. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Those, you know, pure hearts, those pure hands, khalas, they're not here anymore. So if you have a chance to take care of them since they are alive, do your best. If they're already passed away, make sure to make dua for them in your salah. If there is any chance to give sadaqah on behalf of them, just do it. Make yani connection with your relatives, and this is will lead you to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you respect your parents. So the first nasiha is salah. The second nasiha, be good to your parents. They are our keys to Jannah. Al-walidu awsat abwab al-jannah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith. The third nasiha for all of us, try to choose the best of the friends. Ya ikhwani, as-sahibu sahib. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, explained in many different hadiths about the harm of the bad, you know, relationship with the friends. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. A person will, يوم القيامة, will start blaming himself. I wish that I followed the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wish that I did not choose that friend. That person, you know, misled me from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a beautiful statement. They said, الصاحب الذي لا يستح الذي تستحي أن تطيع الله معه ولا تستحي أن تعصي الله عنده اجتنبه. The friend that if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, it's nothing. And if you wanted to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel shy. If it's salah time, if you feel shy to say to your friends, it's salah, I wanted to pray, stay away from this kind of relationship. This suhbah may lead one of us to, you know, the wrong way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And subhanallah azim, if you see, you know, the result of having bad relationship, if you ask anyone who already established doing something wrong, having bad relationship with ladies, using drugs, doing a lot of bad stuff, the beginning was a friend who came to him or her, you know, saying few words, and the result is losing yourself, your life, your future because of this kind of relationship. Make sure to choose the right suhbah, and this suhbah will lead us, inshallah ta'ala, in the dunya to the happiness. Wallahi, when you see your righteous brother, righteous friend, you feel that you are in Jannah, as we mentioned before. Also, yawm al-qiyamah, You will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this righteous friend. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من عباد الله عبادا ليسوا بأنبياء ولا شهداء يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء. There are people from the slaves or the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prophets will be surprised about the position in يوم القيامة. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told the Sahaba, قال وجوههم من نور وعلى منابر من نور. Their faces will be full of light, and they will stand on minbars from light يوم القيامة. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, those people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are not relatives. Someone from Palestine, اللهم فرج على أهل فلسطين يا رب العالمين. And someone from India, يا رب فرج عليهم وعلى المسلمين أجمعين. Someone from Yemen, from different areas in the earth, but we are here, we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to try our best to practice this kind of love. Believe me, ya ikhwani, if we pray in the same masjid for years and we don't know even what is the name of the person who is praying next to me every day, what kind of brother? Wallahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray to lead the Sahaba, and after Salah he used to look at the faces of the Sahaba. I don't see Sa'd ibn Ubadah. What happened to him? He said, ya Rasulullah, Sa'd is sick. Let's go to visit our brother. I don't see Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He said, ya Rasulullah, he's sick. Let's go to visit our brother. Where is this and that? And one of the signs of hypocrisy, as Rasulullah ibn Umar said, that the person who does not come to the masjid regularly and he lives around the masjid, that means he has a bad sign. We have to be careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So ya ikhwani, as we sit here with each other under this ceiling, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all under his shade yawm al-qiyamah. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. So again, salah, be good to your parents, and try to have the good relationship, the good friendship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of ashab in the dunya and akhirah. And that reminds us Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, the moment when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him to leave for hijrah. He said, wait, ya Abu Bakr. Then he came to him again, because the sahaba started leaving Mecca. Ya Rasulullah, I wanted to leave. He said, wait. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and told him, Abu Bakr, I wanted to go with you. You will be my sahib. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Then Abu Bakr started crying. Aisha said, I never think that somebody will cry because of happiness until I saw my father crying because he will be the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على رسول الله. اللهم اجمعنا به في جنات النعيم يا رب العالمين. So the fourth nasiha for all of us, remember that we represent Islam. والإسلام يحتاج إلى من يحملونه لا من يحملهم. Islam needs the people who represent Islam the right way. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا. Some of the scholars explained this ayah and they said, Ya Allah, don't give the power and the ability for the disbelievers to control us and to control our iman. Another explanation for this ayah, Ya Allah, don't let our akhlaq to be a reason for the non-Muslims to reject Islam. So we have to represent Islam the right way, our work, with our neighbors, with each other. And if we do so, inshallah ta'ala, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something good, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our hasanat and forgive all of our sayyat. And the fifth nasiha, ya ikhwani, if you are alone, try to do something good. الطاعات الخفية. Do something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will be a reason for us, inshallah ta'ala, to be saved from many, many different things in the dunya. And yawm al-qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surprise us with the hasanat. And don't make it habit in your life whenever you are alone to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this kind of people? قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, there are people yawm al-qiyamah who will come with hasanat like the mountains of Tihamah, and they will lose all of their hasanat. قالوا يا رسول الله صفهم لنا. Thawban is asking Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, explain to us what kind of, you know, akhlaq those people have so we will stay away from it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إنهم إخوانكم, they're your brothers. ومن جلدتكم ويأخذون من الليل كما تأخذون, they pray with you, but they have a bad thing. إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها, whenever they are alone, they have no hesitation to attack the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything haram, they do it with no hesitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So if we do something wrong, and we are human, we have mistakes, we have shortcomings here and there, make sure to go back to Allah and say, Ya Allah, forgive me. May Allah forgive us all. اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he gather us here, we ask him to gather us under his shade يوم القيامة and in Jannah with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قلت ما سمعتم استغفر الله ولكم إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Of course, we worry about our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We think about those kids who are running away, don't know where to go. May Allah make it easy for them. For those sisters who lost their husbands, who lost their families, and they're waiting for any solution for them to have, because the hands of human, especially those who are around Palestine, those who are surrounding Gaza, they will not be honored to get this, you know, result. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our brothers and sisters there. One of the leaders after 1948, and you know what happened to about 1 million people, over 750,000 of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, they forced to leave their homes. And they went to many different areas, some of them in Gaza, some of them in different countries. One of the leaders said, from the Israel, he said, we made a big two mistakes. The first mistake, that when we forced the 750,000 Palestinian people from their own lands and their own homes, the mistake that we left some of the Palestinian people in their own land. We're supposed to clean Palestine all from the Palestinian people. This is the first mistake, according to him. The second mistake, he said that we left the Masjid al-Aqsa and we did not destroy it. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. So, Ya Ikhwani, we want our kids, our young people, our families to know that there is a great right for Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, for the people of Palestine, for the people of Sham, for the Muslim Ummah in general. We are like one body, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Wallahi, it's shame to see what's happening for your brothers and sisters and you don't even care about it. May Allah make it easy for them. اللهم فرج همهم اللهم اكشف كربهم اللهم نفس عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشرح صدورهم ويسر أمورهم ونور قلوبهم واغفر ذنوبهم واستر عيوبهم واجبر كسرهم وتولى أمرهم اللهم أحسن خلاصهم اللهم انتقم من الظالمين وانتصر للمظلومين اللهم أفرغ على أهل غزة صبرا اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم فرج هم المسلمين في كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين كن مع أهل السودان وأهل اليمن وأهل سوريا وأهل العراق كن مع المستضعفين في مصر اللهم كن مع أهل الهند والمسلمين في كل مكان حسبنا الله وكفى ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله شريك استووا تراصوا توجهوا إلى الله بقلوب خاشعة استشعروا عظمة الله وأنتم وقوفهم بين يديه الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده حمدا كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سبحانك الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. رب اغفر لي وارحمني يا رب. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام. تبارك في وجهك. For those who are going to wait إن شاء الله تعالى for صلاة العصر, the salah, the iqama will be immediately after the adhan, inshallah ta'ala. So